This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think he obviously played with David. I've known David for a long time myself. Matter of fact, I gave him a start in broadcasting. He knows it's true. Two-time Super Bowl, one of the good guys. And Tiki always raves about as a teammate. That is big David deal. What up, Dave?
Happy Tuesday, fellas. Always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Davey boy.
Love your energy, man. Always love your energy. Hey, David, we made a big deal about the offensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs and how poorly they played, and they're all out of position, so it's easy to blame that. But the reasoning when you watch the Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs struggles was part that. It was part Pat Mahomes being banged up. But are we putting too much emphasis on the offensive line? Should they been able to do more things in order to challenge Tampa? Because this thing got out of hand close to halftime, and then it was never really a game after that.
Yeah, I think you definitely can. And I think in that point, you also have to put the fingerprint of Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy on that. Let's face it, when I'm sitting there watching that game on Sunday night, I see their opening drive, and I'm like, they're acting like this is week 12 and they have their fully healthy offensive line. You go back 92% of the time in pass protection, it was five-man protections. And you know, when you have two offensive tackles that are moving positions and one of them is a guard moving out to tackle, the best way to heal all those things is to be able to run the football and to be able to use tight ends to chip on the outside in order to be able to help and get that help for Patrick Mahomes. So the fact that they weren't able to, number one, utilize different protections so that they weren't on one-on-ones, and number two, the fact that they were once again one-dimensional, only throwing the football, you almost saw the same problems that the Buffalo Bills had going into the playoffs, is that old-school football, even though it's not sexy and even though it doesn't put up the fantasy numbers, but when you can run the football downhill, control the time of possession, build play action off of it, and then help aid your defense, that's what wins Super Bowls. So the fact that they didn't help their defense and the fact that they didn't help their offensive tackles is a problem, and I think it is something that they need to address, because Todd Bowles is sitting over there, run the football, go ahead, we're letting you do it, and they never took advantage of it.
Yeah, and they did. They got a couple of crease plays. Oh, you remember there was one, like a 21-yarder by Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and that was the last time we saw it.
And they just went away from it.
And so let me ask you this, David, because as an offensive lineman, I remember those days when, you know, you and I, we'd come out, we'd have, I don't know, 50 yards in the first quarter. We're like, all right, just feed us. It's all you got to do. Feed us from here on out. As an offensive lineman, how frustrating is it? And when do you get to the point where I don't want to say you give up because it's a Super Bowl, but you get to the point where you're like, this coach just doesn't get it, right? He's frustrating us. We're not playing well, and you're not giving us a chance to win. It felt like the Chiefs got to that point late in this game.
No question. I mean, you feel like you're in quicksand when you're sitting there in the entire second half, and they're basically going one-on-one pass pro up against the defensive end. And when you think about those things, especially as an offensive lineman, and you know when you struggle in the first half running the football, what do you need to do in the second half to change those things? You can get screens in. You can get flash wide receiver screens in. Those are extensions of the run game. But also, you get diversion. You get deception. You get smoke and mirrors. That was something that got the Kansas City Chiefs to the Super Bowl, and they didn't do any of that to ail the need that they had without being able to run the football. And it is something, when you're sitting there and you're talking about backup offensive linemen, the easiest way to fix it is by letting them be aggressive and tee off in the run game so that they can jump set and get on people on third and short.
I could just see. I can't see it, but I could envision a couple of beads of sweat starting to pile on Deal's forehead. He's like the veins popping. You could just hear it in his voice. I love it. Should have been a wrestler, Deal. That's what he should have been.
Yeah. Well, I told you guys, being the youngest of three boys, I know what a figure four leg lock feels like.
Nice.
I know what a camel clutch feels like.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time.
I love it. And you know you'd be good on the interview, so that's half the battle. You'd be working the mic stick pretty well. That's David Deal, two-time Super Bowl champ. All right, Dave, the business of the NFL is changing big time from, I mean, I know that you guys are out of the game a while now, but it's not like you played in the 60s, 70s, or the 80s. I mean, come on, you guys aren't that old, but it's a very different template now where guys want out, they're forcing their way out. I maintain, Dave, and we did this on the show without you, that I think that this is inevitably bad for the NFL when quarterbacks start forcing their way out. Would you disagree with that? Do you think that the average fan likes this, or it's a turnoff?
I think that it's a turnoff, especially when you're sitting here talking about quarterbacks who are making hundreds of millions of dollars during a pandemic, playing a sport, playing a game out on the football field, knowing that they have a guaranteed contract and salary while we're dealing with a pandemic. And listen, when it comes to the discussion with Russell Wilson today being frustrated, we all know that when it comes to the quarterback position, you do want to have your input when it comes to free agents coming in, who fits the offense. And Tiki will tell you, when those free agents came in while we were playing, you helped court them. You went out to dinners in New York City with them to try to make them a Giant. But once you start talking about making up and having an input on the roster, that's where you start having a clear divide in the locker room.
Yep.
And it does start becoming about money. Because let's say that a quarterback like Russell Wilson, who's sitting here making $79 million, is making decisions. And let's say he doesn't play as well and has struggles down the stretch. Are those same people that don't have the voice in the locker room that Russell Wilson has, are they going to be able to speak up to the organization? Are they going to be able to input what they want in that regard? And that's where I clearly think in a discussion when it comes to players and possibly a head coach like Deshaun Watson, yeah, you take some input. But when it comes to the general manager and the decisions that come with the football team, you always hear, this is about business, it's personal. But when you're a player, it's personal to you when you're laying your livelihood out on the line each and every weekend, and it does come down to a dollar amount. And once you start breaking those lines and start meshing into the locker room, that is when you're going to start having problems, and that's where those discussions of contracts and money that are one of the unspoken rules that you don't talk about in the locker room starts presenting itself.
Yeah, and especially if you think your quarterback or whoever the influencer on the front office may be is making decisions, is getting you cut, and one of those guys is like your friends or the guys that are on the team. I mean, it could get ugly really quickly. Dave, we got a couple more here, but I want to ask you about RWJ Barnabas Health. In New Jersey, we know it's one of the largest healthcare systems, and I don't think I even realized that you were one of their ambassadors. You're talking at schools about concussion awareness and the lifestyles that healthy individuals, athletes, et cetera, should do, from Rutgers University down to high schools, as I mentioned. Tell us a little bit about this, because this is great, and it's an awesome way, I think, for you, given your championships, your personality, to give back in a very meaningful way.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about being able to utilize communication and utilize the virtual atmosphere that we're in. It's still being able to get to the outreach throughout the state of New Jersey, whether it's high school athletes or, like you said, Rutgers athletes, to talk about the importance of taking care of themselves on the field as well as off of the field and turning this negative into a positive. Recharge, reboot, re-energize yourself and get your goals oriented right now. And those discipline things, we all know that when it comes to habits and rituals, that's what makes the difference between winning and losing games out on the field. And that's what separates you when it comes to real life and when you're out there searching with that resume. You know, that's one thing that I love about what we're able to do right now currently. And then also the ability to help all those healthcare heroes that are on the front line for RWJ Barnabas Health. I mean, they started off fighting from the beginning selflessly when this pandemic started, not only those who were infected by the disease and virus, but their families and loved ones. Those are the same people fighting today again and volunteering their time to get people vaccinated right now to try to get ahead of this. So I think this is a time that you turn negatives into positives and go out and help people. Usually as a player, as an offensive lineman, I'm going out there and pushing people. Now I'm pushing for people.
That's great. Well said. We're talking to David Deal, great cause, CBS Sports and Fox analyst. Of course, two-time Super Bowl champ, made a Pro Bowl, second-team All-Pro once as well. Dave, before we let you go, we're a little tight on time, but I got to get your thoughts on this. With the quarterback carousel, I mean, hell, if you see somebody like Deshaun Watson who could get dealt and somebody like Stafford who did, nobody's safe for the most part. So with that being said, should the on the most exploratory level, all right, should the Giants at least be in the market this offseason to upgrade their quarterback position?
You know what? I think that that's something that you're always looking to do. I always think that you're looking to get competition at that position. And I think that that's something that this Giants team is looking to evaluate moving forward. But in regards to Daniel Jones, you know, a lot of people ask me, my second year playing for Eli Manning, what was it like? How was he in the second year compared to his first year? Well, look over to your left, BT, because there's a running back that ran for 1,800 yards in Eli Manning's second year. I think that takes a lot off of the quarterback on the offense. And when you think about Saquon Barkley coming back and some of the additions that they'll need on not only this offense but the defense,
yep.
I'm firm right now, and I believe in Daniel Jones to continue to build this offensive line and the support staff around him. But with that said, we know ball security is job security. And when it comes to competition and knowing that he's still on a rookie contract, you never know what's going to turn out in regards to your roster.
Gotcha.
Hey, David, you know I only ran for like 800 of those. You guys gave me 1,000.
One of the greatest things ever, and that's one of the things when people always ask you me about you, Tiki, I always say when you were pulling or moving people in front of them, Tiki would put his hand either on the left side of your back or on the right side to let you know where he was going to take the football so you knew how to set up your blocks. Not many players with violence around them are that smart and articulate to be able to do those things.
That is next level engagement.
I just didn't like getting hit. I knew you could take it better than I could, David.
And we would do it anytime for you, brother.
He opened up holes.
There's no doubt. He opened up holes. Deal, good stuff. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Always a pleasure. Take care, guys, and hope your families are all doing well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.